This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Both the Houses of Parliament today resumed discussions on the motion of thanks to the President's address. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is replying to the debate of motion of thanks. Let's go over live to him.
इस आभार प्रस्ताव को समृद्ध किया कई माननीय अनुभवी सांसदों ने भी अपने विचार प्रकट किए और स्वाभाविक है कि लोकतंत्र की परंपरा भी है जहां आवश्यकता था वहां प्रशंसा हुई जहां परेशानी थी वहां कुछ नकारात्मक बातें भी हुई लेकिन ये बहुत स्वाभाविक है। अतः कि मेरे लिए बहुत बड़ा सौभाग्य है कि देश की जनता ने मुझे 14वीं बार इस जगह पर बैठ करके आभार व्यक्त करने के लिए अवसर दिया है और इसलिए मैं आज जनता जनार्दन का भी बड़े आदर के साथ आभार व्यक्त करना चाहता हूँ।
Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today assured strict action against corruption, stating that the government will not tolerate irregularities in the farm sector. His remarks came during the question hour in the Lok Sabha today. The minister was replying to NCP-SP leader Supriya Sule's allegations of corruption amounting to 5,000 crore rupees in Maharashtra's agriculture department. Mr. Chauhan said if any irregularities are found, an inquiry will be conducted and strict action will be taken against those guilty.
मैं आपके माध्यम से देश के किसानों को ये बताना चाहता हूँ कि अगर कहीं गड़बड़ हुई और वो प्रमाणित हुई तो गड़बड़ करने वाले को कभी छोड़ा नहीं जाएगा। ये हमारी प्रतिबद्धता है। महाराष्ट्र सरकार ने भी फसल बीमा योजना के क्रियान्वयन में सुधारात्मक कदम भी उठाए हैं और महाराष्ट्र में 80-110 का मॉडल लागू किया गया है। मैं फिर आश्वस्त करता हूँ कि अगर कहीं गड़बड़ है तो जाँच होगी और प्रमाणित हो गई तो गड़बड़ करने वाले को छोड़ा नहीं जाएगा।
The Agriculture Minister emphasized Prime Minister Modi's commitment to increasing farmers' incomes. Over 3,232 kilometers, India-Bangladesh border has been covered with fence out of over 4,096 kilometers of the total length. Giving this information in a written reply in the Lok Sabha, Minister of State for Home Nityanand Rai said that the fencing helps in ensuring a crime-free border by effectively addressing the challenges of cross-border criminal activities, smuggling, movement of criminals and trafficking. The government today said the Ayush visas are being issued for a year with a maximum 3 entries for persons of foreign origin. Minister of State for Ayush Pratap Rao Jadhav informed this in the Rajya Sabha in a written reply. He further said the visa can be extended on yearly basis up to a maximum period of 5 years from the date of issuance of Ayush visa by the concerned Foreign Regional Registration Office. All arrangements are in place for the smooth conduct of the elections to the 70-member Delhi Assembly to be held tomorrow. Polling will begin at 7 in the morning and will end at 6 p.m. Over 1 crore 56 lakh voters are likely to cast their ballots. Delhi is witnessing a three-way contest between BJP, AAP and Congress. 699 candidates are in the fray in the assembly polls. Counting of votes will take place on Saturday. Delhi Metro will begin operations at 4 a.m. on all lines from their terminal stations on voting and counting days to assist staff deployed for election duty. Trains will run every 30 minutes on all lines till 6 a.m., after which regular services will be available throughout the day. And in Mumbai Open Tennis, India's Ankita Raina has advanced to the women's singles pre-quarterfinals today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.